Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials of items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the June-July edition, 2026. The secrets in the sauce. Locals know these are some of the best condiments ever created. Now the word is out. Oven-baked baby back ribs with sauce beautiful. The condiment on these tender ribs goes by many different names, including Alabama or Mississippi sauce, beautiful sauce, because it has ties to both the Black Belt and the Delta areas of these neighboring states. Some recipes include orange juice and peach preserves, but ours taps pineapple juice for the brightest and sweetness. Active 20 minutes, total 3 hours, 40 minutes, serves 10. 1/4 cup packed dark brown sugar. 3 tablespoons kosher salt. 3 tablespoons smoked paprika. 1 tablespoon black pepper. 1 tablespoon garlic powder. 1 tablespoon dry mustard. 4 pounds baby back pork ribs, about 2 to 3 slabs. 2 tablespoons olive oil. And 2 cups sauce beautiful. Recipe to follow. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 275 degrees Fahrenheit with the rack 6 inches from the heat source. Stir together brown sugar, salt, smoked paprika, pepper, garlic powder, and dry mustard in a bowl. Using a butter knife, remove the thin outer membrane on the back of the ribs by loosening and pulling it off, then discard. Brush the rib slabs with oil, then sprinkle evenly with the spice mixture, gently patting to adhere. If desired, wrap the ribs using plastic wrap and place on a baking sheet and chill 4 hours or up to 24 hours. Step 2. Line a baking sheet with aluminum foil and place a wire rack inside the baking sheet. Step 3. If the ribs are chilled, remove and discard plastic wrap. Wrap each rib slab with heavy-duty aluminum foil, place on a prepared wire rack, and bake until tender, about 2 hours 30 minutes to 3 hours. Step 4. Remove from the oven and unwrap. Discard the foil and place the ribs directly on the wire rack. Then brush 1/2 cup of the sauce on top of each slab. Return to the oven and bake until tender, about 45 minutes to 1 hour. Step 5. Remove from the oven and brush rib slabs evenly with the remaining sauce. Increase the oven temperature to broil and return the ribs to the oven. Broil until the sauce starts to caramelize, about 5 to 7 minutes. Remove from the oven. Let rest 5 minutes before serving. Sauce beautiful. Melt 4 tablespoons unsalted butter in a saucepan over medium. Add 2 cups chopped yellow onion and 4 smashed garlic cloves. Cook, stirring often until softened, about 10 minutes. Add 1/2 cup tomato paste and cook, stirring often until thickened, about 2 minutes. Stir in 1 cup pineapple juice, 1/2 cup water, 1/2 cup apple cider vinegar, 4 tablespoons Worcestershire sauce, and 1/4 cup soy sauce, 2 tablespoons brown sugar, 1 tablespoon hot sauce, and 2 teaspoons black pepper with 1 teaspoon dried thyme. Bring to a boil, then reduce the heat to low and cook, stirring occasionally until the sauce thickens enough that the bottom of the pan becomes visible when stirred, 25 to 30 minutes. Remove from the heat and pour the mixture into a blender. Secure the lid on the blender and remove the centerpiece to allow steam to escape. Place a towel over the opening and process until smooth, about 30 seconds, then serve warm. Active 15 minutes, total 50 minutes, makes 2 1/4 cups. Shenandoah Valley Style Barbecue Chicken. Throughout the Shenandoah Valley, you'll find this dish at community events and fundraisers. In Virginia, split chicken halves are typically basted for hours with this vinegary mop sauce. But for our weeknight version, we opt for chicken pieces and a quicker grilling method. Active 35 minutes, total 1 hour, 20 minutes, serves 6. 2 teaspoons kosher salt. 1 teaspoon black pepper, 4 pounds bone-in, skin-on chicken pieces, such as drumsticks, thighs, and breast halves, 2 1/4 cups Shenandoah Valley barbecue sauce. Recipe will follow. Step 1. Rub the salt and pepper all over the chicken pieces. Let stand at room temperature for 30 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, preheat the grill to medium, 350 to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Then place the chicken pieces, skin side down, on oiled grates. Grilled uncovered and undisturbed until grill marks appear and skin starts to turn golden, 7 to 8 minutes. Step 3. Add 1 1/2 cups Shenandoah Valley barbecue sauce to a small bowl for basting. Reduce the heat to medium-low, 300 degrees Fahrenheit to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Flip the chicken and baste with the sauce. Step 4. Cook covered until an instant read thermometer inserted into the thickest portion of the chicken breast registers 160 degrees Fahrenheit, and the thighs and legs register 180 degrees Fahrenheit. About 25 to 30 minutes, basting every 5 minutes. Step 5. Flip chicken, baste with sauce, and cook until grill marks appear, 3 to 5 minutes. Discard any remaining sauce used for basting. Remove the chicken from the grill and let it rest 10 minutes. Serve with the remaining 3/4 cup of the sauce. Shenandoah Valley barbecue sauce. Place 1 cup apple cider vinegar, 2/3 cup tomato juice, 1/4 cup canola oil, 3 tablespoons honey, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 4 teaspoons each poultry seasoning and kosher salt, 1 tablespoon black pepper, and 2 teaspoons each granulated garlic and crushed red pepper in a blender. Process until smooth, about 30 seconds. Active 5 minutes, total 5 minutes, makes about 2 1/4 cups. Easy, slow cooker Lexington-style pulled pork. Lexington is the epicenter of Western North Carolina barbecue, also known as Piedmont style, which distinguishes itself from the other half of the state by adding ketchup to its signature sweet and tangy sauce. Active 10 minutes, total 6 hours, 10 minutes. Serves 8. 2 large sweet onions cut into 1/2 inch thick slices, about 6 cups. 1 5 to 6 pound boneless pork shoulder. 2 tablespoons seasoning blend such as Kinder's all-purpose seasoning. 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 10 1/2 ounce can of condensed chicken broth, 8 hamburger buns, Lexington-style barbecue sauce, recipe to follow, and dill pickle chips. Step 1. Place onions in a lightly greased 6-quart slow cooker. Rub the pork with seasoning blend and salt, then place over the onions in the slow cooker and pour the broth over the pork. Step 2. Cover and cook until the meat shreds easily using a fork, about 6 hours on high or 8 to 10 hours on low. Step 3. Transfer the pork to a platter. Shred using 2 forks discarding large pieces of fat. Serve on the buns with barbecue sauce and pickles. Lexington-style barbecue sauce. Stir together 1 1/2 cups apple cider vinegar, 2/3 cup ketchup, 1/2 cup water, 1/4 cup light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon each kosher salt and black pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon cayenne pepper in a large saucepan until combined. Bring to a simmer over medium. Then reduce the heat to medium-low and cook, stirring often until the sauce is thick enough to coat the back of a spoon, 20 to 25 minutes. Remove from the heat and serve warm. Active, 10 minutes. Total, 30 minutes. Makes 1 1/2 cups. Owensboro style lamb chops. Barbecue from this part of Kentucky uses a vinegar-rich, thin, savory, and peppery dip that's traditionally served with pit-cooked mutton. Here, we pair it with lamb and trade the pit for a conventional backyard grill. Active 15 minutes, total 45 minutes, serves 4. 8. Frenched lamb rib chops, 1 to 1.5 pounds total. 1 1/2 teaspoons kosher salt, 1 teaspoon black pepper, 1 1/2 cups Owensboro barbecue sauce, recipe to follow. Step 1. Sprinkle the lamb chops with kosher salt and pepper. Let stand at room temperature 30 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat the grill to medium-high, 400 degrees Fahrenheit to 450 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 2. Place 1/2 cup Owensboro barbecue sauce in a small bowl and brush the lamb chops on both sides with the sauce. Place the lamb chops on oiled grates and grill uncovered and undisturbed until grill marks appear 2 to 3 minutes. Step 3. Flip the lamb chops and cook uncovered and undisturbed until grill marks appear on the second side, about 2 minutes. Carefully brush with some of the remaining sauce and flip again. Cook uncovered until an instant read thermometer inserted into the thickest portion of the lamb chops registers 120 degrees Fahrenheit for rare or 130 degrees Fahrenheit for medium rare, about 2 minutes more. Discard any remaining sauce used for basting. Transfer the lamb chops to a platter and let rest for 5 minutes. Serve immediately with the remaining 1 cup of the barbecue sauce. Owensboro barbecue sauce. Whisk together 1 cup distilled white vinegar, 3/4 cup Worcestershire sauce, 3/4 cup ketchup, 6 tablespoons light brown sugar, 1 teaspoon each hot sauce, kosher salt, and black pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon ground allspice in a large saucepan until combined. Bring to a simmer over medium. Reduce the heat to medium-low and cook, stirring often until sauce is thick enough to coat the back of a spoon, about 15 to 20 minutes. Remove from the heat and serve warm. Active 10 minutes, total 25 minutes, makes 2 1/3 cups. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.